Blog Talk Radio.
Haribou, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Baba Jahi here on Homebase Business 101, and thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Isaiah, it's always a privilege to be able to have you introduce our show here on Homebase Business 101. And again, you know, the topic for today, and will be the topic for each day that we're on right now to the end of the year, is tax tips for a larger return. Yes, tax tips for a larger return. As the year's coming to an end, for those of you who have been running your home-based business, I know you can, you know, your records and stuff together, so you can, you know, get your tax deductions down. For those of you who do not have a home-based business, currently, it's still not too late. You can start a home-based business between now and December 31st, and you'll be able to write off the last quarter of this year. There's some things you'll be able to write off even a bigger expense for, but I'll get to that topic and one of the shows coming up. Again, you know, what is the most important thing to remember in starting a home-based business? Well, the most important thing to remember in starting a home-based business, the key to any legitimate business venture, is profit motive. In order to prove that your business has true profit motive, you must have a good business plan that illustrates exactly what you're going to do to sell your product. Also, even the IRS understands that many businesses do not actually make a profit in their first few years. But if you incur expenses with the motive of making your business profitable and you have the records to prove it, then you have met the IRS criteria to deduct those expenses. I said that's very important, is that, you know, you have to prove your intent to make a profit. If you don't make a profit, as long as you can prove intent to make a profit, then you can write off these business deductions that we're talking about. There's no set rule. Sometimes people go to the wrong tax professional to help them with their tax deductions, and they will tell you you had to earn a certain amount of money in your business. There's no regulation that says how much money you have to earn. The regulation says you must prove your intent to make a profit. There's several ways to be able to do that. Maintaining a website. You know, hey, you got a website up, you're paying for it, you know, to promote your business, business cards, so, you know, getting out and about prospecting, you know. And I always give this scenario so that people can really clearly understand what it means. Just say you opened up a corner store and you stocked it up with everything that you felt you wanted to sell out of your corner store, but nobody came by and bought one single item. Would that be considered a hobby or a business? Naturally, you know the answer. It's a business. It's not your fault that no one didn't come in and purchase items from your store, enabling you to make a profit. But all of your expenses are deductible because you opened up a corner store. You had intent to make a profit, but you just weren't able to make one. And it's the same with your home-based business. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about today's topic is automobile expenses. Automobile expenses, okay. This is it's a huge one, and especially if you are, let's say you're running your home-based business, but you still work a W-2 job. Let me tell you what you need to do to maximize your automobile expenses in terms of mileage. The key to being able to write off automobile expenses is the same with other home-based business deductions. Plan ahead. It's even more important if you have a W-2 job in addition to your home-based business. If you plan your commute so that it intersects with driving from your home-based business, then the commuter mileage is deductible. If you work your business at home in the morning and then go directly to your W-2 job, that's not tax-deductible mileage according to the recent IRS rule. So let me break this down and explain to you what you need to do. But if you stop somewhere along the way, ideally close to your home, even if it's just your P.O. box, that mileage from the P.O. box to your job is then tax deductible. It's the same thing on the way home. As long as you make a stop related to your home-based business, this deduction is tremendously valuable, especially if you have a long commute. So let's say you have a long commute in the morning. What you want to do is, you know, and I tell people this is a great one here. If you have a P.O. box, you can stop at your P.O. box. Let's say if you don't have a P.O. box, all your mail comes to your house. What you want to do, you want to stop at a Starbucks, a Mickey D's, 7-Eleven, somewhere in the morning. And even if you're not a coffee drinker, you know, buy yourself a bottle of water. You know, get a bottle of water. But while you're there, hand out a few flyers. What you just did was you prospected. You went out, you left the house, you went prospecting. From where you leave it prospecting to get to your job, that's all now. That mileage is not commute mileage now. That is business-to-business mileage, and it's totally tax-deductible. On the way home, you do the same thing. You leave your job. Maybe you stop at the mall. You was going to go to the mall anyway. Maybe it was something you was going to be buying. But always, this is a key rule of this. Always keep flyers with you so that you can pass those flyers out or some type of handouts or brochures. Even if you only pass out two or three, you know, share with people, then, you know, you share that, and that gives you the ability to write that mileage off. And so this is one of the key aspects. Usually you'll get more by using the mileage deduction than you would get by using, you know, actual expenses. You know, IRS gives you 50 cents per mile, which means if you end up with 10,000 miles on your vehicle throughout the course of the year, that is a $5,000 tax credit. If you end up with, like, a client I had last year who had 20,000 miles, and that was a $10,000 tax credit. So this is important. And then even if you don't commute to a W-2 job, you can still deduct mileage expenses involved from your home-based business by prospecting everywhere you go, whether it be handing out prospecting leads, including brochures, audio tapes, flyers, newspapers, networking from a few contacts. Anytime you prospect from your home-based business, the mileage is deductible. So you want to, you know, if you meet someone in the grocery store, all of the miles between your house and the grocery store are deductible. You know, you want to turn normal personal expenses into deductible business expenses. It's simple if you plan ahead and prospect. All you need is a supply of prospecting materials in your car and ready to turn most errands into prospecting trips. Not only will you be maximizing your business deduction, but you will be growing your business at the same time. So you always keep brochures and flyers in your car. One of the other things I suggest that people keep in their vehicle is a mileage logbook. You get in your car, you write down what's on the speedometer when you leave, where you stop, why you stopped there. If it was prospecting, you know, you put prospecting. If it was go visit a client. And then from each stop you make, you know, the mileage. And at the end of the day, when you come back in, and that way it's easy to keep track of that. Now let's use another scenario in terms of business expenses for a vehicle. Let's say you're leasing your vehicle. Leasing your vehicle can bring a much greater write-off than if you own your vehicle. The lease is the most advantageous because you're not limited to a certain dollar amount. If you lease a vehicle for $500 a month, you may be entitled to a $6,000 plus expenses write-off for over 12 months. If you purchase your vehicle, your write-off is limited to a certain depreciation amount, which is about $3,200 the first year. So, you know, if you're leasing a vehicle, then, you know, the whole lease is deductible, and then plus your expenses, you know, as far as gas, oil changes, tune-ups, any expense related to that leased vehicle. So you got the lease amount, which you pay, and the expenses. So those are two examples of write-offs for use of your vehicle in terms of your business. And you want to make sure you take advantage of those. Okay, And that is the basic tax tip that I had for you today, is how to use your vehicle as a tax deduction. Again, as I shared yesterday in terms of advertisement, one of the things that you really want to be checking into is you want to really take your business to another level is mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is the hottest new thing to come out in prospecting advertisement. But it's very, very effective. It has really helped launch our business to another level. And so you want to check into mobile marketing. And if you'd like to learn more about mobile marketing, all you got to do is text the keyword "learn more," all one word, LEARNMORE, to 58203. And if you text "learn more," LEARNMORE, to 58203, we'll be able to get back with you and be able to share information with you concerning mobile marketing and also any tax questions that you might have. Again, hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101, and I want to thank you for tuning in with us this morning. For those that caught us live, it is Sunday morning, and for those who caught us live, hey, remember this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we want to thank everyone for just taking time out of your schedule to make us a part of your life by listening to Home Based Business 101. And we wish for you blessings without number, all good things without end. As our beginning as human beings was great, so shall our development throughout eternity be great. If we dare struggle for good, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Until next time, peace and blessings. God bless you.